Good afternoon to all the brothers and sisters. We thank God many of us have been moved by His Spirit to come here to worship Him together. I believe that in these few days, we can all gain a lot of benefit in spirit. Today, the topic I'd like to share with you is a warrior's hope.
This is the mighty man. 我每个人都有一个愿望。
We all have many wishes.
小弟第一次到美国的游乐场所就是去维吉尼亚州的一个叫做Murray Cavern，是一个钟乳石洞。
The first thing I wanted to do when I arrived to the States is to go to a site in Virginia where there were many caves.
Red Haven.
I wondered that why in such a beautiful place there was a spot where people kept throwing coins.
在下面可以找到一个 quarter的或是五cent的。
So at the place you can see many quarters and nickels.
丢的人呢都要先默祷一下，先许个愿。
And many people seem to make a wish first before they threw the coin.
我知道每个人都有在心目当中都有一个心愿。Each
of us have different wishes.
有人看到流星经过去了，赶快许个愿。
When we see a falling star, we make a wish.
有的人在过生日的时候，在吹蜡烛之前，你要先许三个愿再吹。
We make three wishes before we blow out our birthday candles.
人人都有一个心愿。We
have wishes.
最近，小弟获得到一件很有意思的次子的心愿，小孩子的心愿。And
just recently, I found out a very simple wish of a child.
那是我自己的小朋友，我家自己的小朋友啊。It's
for my own kid.
因为我的心愿对我的小朋友是希望他能够聪明、活泼又快乐。My
wish for my kids is so that they will grow up smart and happy.
他们是我那个小男孩，他是很活泼又快乐。And
my little boy is very lively and happy.
但是我常常觉得奇怪，他怎么有一点点这个不晓得是我忧虑过度还是怎么样，反应不是太快。But
maybe I worry too much, but it seems like he's not very responsive.
反应不是太快，我叫他，你说 spell stop for me，我说你听个单词给我听听看。When
I ask him to spell something,
他想了半天拼不出来。He
waits a long time and couldn't do it.
有一天我真的是有点生气，我就说今天如果你没有背完五个字哈，我们晚一点睡觉，我把陪你睡到晚为止。Once
I got so frustrated, I said we must spell these five words before we can go to bed.
五个字都很简单，就是 park 啦，就是 farm 啦，都是简单的。So
simple words like park and farm.
我看到他有点沮丧。But
then he looked really depressed.
我也是有点难过，因为可能我跟他期待有点高。And I thought
to myself, maybe I have too much pressure on him.
那后来因为还有一点时间，所以我们就先做一个家庭聚会。So
we still have time at night, and then we had a short family service.
我的女儿主持，她今年十岁。My
10-year-old daughter led the service.
然后他刚好选到所罗门王求智慧的那个故事来查考。And
she picked the story of Solomon asking for wisdom.
那这个讨论完之后呢，我就问我那个小儿子，今年六岁了。And
after our discussion, I asked my 6-year-old son.
他说，如果主耶稣今天晚上跟你显现。I
said, if Lord Jesus appears to you tonight.
问你说，穆迪啊，你要很多的钱，还是要很多的 toy, 还是要很多的智慧？
And ask you, Alex, do you want a lot of toys, or do you want a lot of money, or do you want wisdom?
他想了半天说，我要感谢神。He
thought for a while and said, I want to thank God.
我以为他听不懂，我再重复一次说 ，Alex， 是三个事情，一个是 toys， 一个是 money， 一个是钱，一个是智慧，你要哪一个
？So I thought he didn't understand the question. I said, you got to pick one out of three. Do you want money, toy, or wisdom?
他是说，爸爸，我要感谢神。So
he just said, Dad, I want to thank God.
啊，我整个人都愣在那里了。So
I was stunned.
我太太在旁边偷笑。
And my wife was laughing.
这次子的心愿的确跟成人的心愿不太一样的。Children's
wishes are different from adults' wishes.
那让我想起一个故事啊。And
I remember a story.
也是同样的一个妈妈问十三岁的儿 儿子说你生日的时候要妈妈送你什么
Once upon a time, a mom asked her son, what do you want for your birthday?
那个儿子说我要一台大的脚踏车
And the son said, I want a large bicycle.
等到那个八岁的儿子生日的时候问八岁儿子说小孩你要什么东西八岁的儿子另外一个
And she asked her younger son, what do you want for your birthday?
他说我要一个 rollerblader, 要一个玩具
And the son wanted rollerblades.
啊、再问一个六岁的小女儿你要什么
And she asked her six-year-old daughter What do you want?
妈妈我要你
And she simply said Mom I want you、
妈妈赶快给她一个 hug、
And the mom gave her a very big hug
我们年纪长大了常常忘了我们最宝贵的心愿是什么
When we grow up we forget our important wishes
今天下午就想就心愿这个主题来看一看两个勇士的心愿
And today I just like toshare with you the wishes of two mighty men
他们的心愿到底成全了没有
and did their wishes come true
什么样的心愿才能够蒙神的喜悦呢
and what sort of wishes please God
我们看一下撒母耳记上二十六章十五节
let's read 2 Samuel chapter 26 verse 15
撒母耳记上二十六章十五节
2 Samuel chapter 26 verse 15 1 Samuel sorry
旧约三百七十一页
First Samuel chapter 26 verse 15
大卫对耶尼尔说你不是勇士吗这边大卫称赞耶尼尔是一个勇士
David said you are a man aren't you
我们再看一下撒母耳记下三章二十一节
Let's also turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21
撒母耳记下三章二十一节
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21
三章二十一节
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21
旧约三百八十二页三章二十一节亚尼尔对大卫说我要取身去召集以色列众人来见我主我王与你立约你就可以照着心愿做王于是大卫送亚尼尔去亚尼尔就平平安安的去了这边提到另外一个勇士叫做大卫啊
And this is another mighty man named David.
他有他的心愿。
David has his wish.
我想来分享一下约尼尔的心愿是什么。
And let me share with you first what is Abner's wish.
约尼尔是一个什么样的人呢
？What type of man was he?
他是扫罗王的一个元帅。
He was the general of King Saul.
他是一个大能的勇士。
He was a mighty warrior.
他也是扫罗王的 cousin. 他是扫罗王的堂兄弟。
He was a cousin of Saul.
他这个武功很厉害的。
He was have great skills.
我们来看一下、同样的，撒母耳记下二章。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 2.
二十节到二十三节。
Verse 20 to 23.
亚尼尔回答说：“你是亚撒黑吗？”回答说：“是。”二十一节。
21.
亚尼尔对他说：“你或向左，或向右，拿一个少年人拨他的战衣。”亚撒黑却不肯转移，不追赶他。二十二节。
22.
亚尼尔对亚撒黑说。你转开不就管我吧我何必杀你呢若杀你有什么脸见你哥哥耶亚呢二十三节亚撒黑能不肯转开故此亚尼尔就用枪墩突入他的肚腹甚至枪从背透过亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死众人赶到亚撒黑倒而死的地方就都站住了这边记载亚尼尔的武功惊人啊
This is the great fighting skills of Abner.
那里他的一个对手叫做亚撒黑，他如果在今天来讲是一个奥林匹克啊、这个赛跑冠军的一个人哦。
His rival was Asahel, who is like an Olympic athlete.
很会追人的。
He could chase after people.
这个亚尼尔被他追的实在是没办法，就跟他说：“哎呀，你就随便抓一个，为什么一定要抓我呢
？”And Abner said to Asahel, "Why do you have to chase me?"
啊，秦爵跟秦王就是抓你。
But the reply was, I have to catch you.
哎，结果那个亚尼尔一个版本说哈，他一回头呢，就把那个枪往后面一丢啊。
In one version of the Bible, it says Abner turns around and threw his spear.
那个我们在军中当过兵的就知道。
If you ever been in the army, you know.
我们在军中学刺枪术，就是弱搏战的时候呢，那个枪前面有一个刺刀啊。
And you may have carried rifles with bayonets.
那个枪的前面有一根刺刀啊。那。可是那个亚尼尔这时候实在是不想伤他的。
But Abner did not want to harm Asahel.
他是用枪的后面啊，那根枪的后面啊，一丢啊。
He simply threw the butt of the spear at him.
想不到这个怎么可能杀人呢？可是那个力量实在是很大哦，竟然把这个肚子给穿过去了。
Probably he didn't even know his own strength, and the spear still pierced him.
哦，这个人实在是一个大能的勇士哦。
He was a very strong and mighty warrior.
一个人如果有勇无谋，就不算是勇士了。
But if he simply had the courage without the brain, he is not a warrior.
很多勇士都懂得一种政治的力量。
Many people, these warriors understood the political force.
我们来看一下他二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
二章二十六节，撒母记下。
Second Samuel chapter 2 verse 26.
亚尼尔夫叫耶押说：“刀剑岂可永远杀人吗？你岂不知终久必有苦楚吗？你要等何时？他叫百姓回去，不追管我呢？”亚尼尔他怎么样知道来一个主子席一个战争啊？
Abner knew when to stop the war.
用一句话就把一场战争给消弭住了。
With a few words, he ended it.
他真是一个大能的勇士。
He is a mighty man.
他的一句话甚至让国王都很害怕。
Even one word from him brought fear to the king.
在三章的这个十一节啊。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 11.
一位波设惧怕耶尼尔不敢回答一句连这个国王那个伊辉波色对耶尼尔都惧怕三分啊。
Even the king Ish-bosheth did not dare to answer Abner.
我们再请看三章的，这是一个很有趣的故事了。三章的十五节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 15. It's a very interesting story.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
伊辉波色就打发人去将米甲从拉义的儿子他丈夫铁帕那里接回来。十六节。
16.
米甲的丈夫跟着他一面走一面哭，直到巴户林，亚尼尔说：“你回去吧。”铁帕就回去了。这边提到这个大卫要米甲回来回家。
And the king gave orders to take the woman home.
米甲哈，她本来就是大卫的太太了。
And she was David's wife.
那我们看到这里有一个人叫铁帕，他是天下第一号痴情男子。
But we see this her husband is a very longing for her.
这个。一个太太出去了哈，结果他是跟了很远，而且一面走一面哭啊，因为太太要不见了。
He was about to lose his wife, and he simply followed her weeping all the way.
小弟以前在军中服役过。
I served in the army.
在军中有时候要偷看别人信件。
And sometimes I would take a peek at the letters of my of other soldiers.
因为我那是我的工作，我在台湾的国民党这个差派去的那个辅导长。
That was actually by the order of the government.
我们学的很多技巧，怎么样偷开别人家的信。
We learned many ways to open letters without people knowing.
如果你们想知道怎么样偷开别人的信，等一下可以问我一下，我可以知道跟大家讨论讨论。
I can share a few tips if you'd like to look at other people's letters.
不过那是为了政治安全的理由啦。
That was for the sake of national security.
有一次我发觉到一个兵被女朋友抛弃了。
So once I found out another soldier was dumped by his girlfriend.
因为当兵的时候以前的女朋友就是不在了，感情就变质了。
Because he was far away, so their relationship changed.
我看这个阿兵哥观察他的生活实在是很痛苦啊。
And looked at his life, and he was living in pain.
我很怕他逃兵啊。
I thought he would desert the army.
所以我就把他叫进来这个详谈。
So I called him in to talk.
谈了半天，他说 ：“Paul， 可不可以给我一根烟抽一抽啊
？”And he asked me for a cigarette.
我说：“对不起，我不抽烟。巧克力，这个口香糖可不可以
？”I told him I don't have cigarette. Would you like a piece of gum?
谈了一下呢，他真的眼泪就掉下来了。
So as we talked, he started to cry.
对感情都是很珍惜的。
He treasures his relationship.
但是我看他哭了一下，大概十分钟就没有了。
But after 10 minutes, he stopped crying.
可是这个人是一面走一面哭，可以哭得好远呢。
But this man wept all the way.
亚尼尔一句话，你回去吧。
But then Abner said to him, "Go back home."
这个铁帽多情男子一句话，亚尼尔一句话就回去了。
And this sentimental man went back from one sentence.
所以我觉得我们今天在座的很多弟兄姐妹，在这个美国的社会，大家都好像一个勇士一样。
Many brothers and sisters here are like mighty warriors.
我们都有很多成功的事业。
We have successful businesses.
我们也受到神很多的祝福。
God blesses so much.
我们也很有能力。
We have many talents.
那么亚尼尔的心愿是什么呢
？And what is the wish of this warrior?
那时候扫罗国度，扫罗王已经被杀掉了。
Saul has died.
他要来兼顾这个国家
He had to strengthen the nation.
所以他就把这个伊非波设呢带到北方去一个地方叫马哈念在那边把他立王啊
And Abner crowned Ish-bosheth king.
他第一件事情就是要南下侵略这个犹太国啊
He would invade Judah.
可是他这种侵略合乎神的旨意吗
But is this wish according to the will of God?
其实亚尼尔对大卫太了解了
Abner truly understood who David was.
当大卫打死哥利亚的时候，就是亚尼尔牵着大带着大卫去见扫罗王的。
It was Abner who took David to see Saul after David killed Goliath.
当大卫被扫罗追杀的时候，亚尼尔眼睛是看得一清二楚， 扫罗是怎么样没有道理，大卫是怎么有道理。
Abner saw everything that happened when Saul pursued David.
亚尼尔也知道百姓的心愿是什么。
Abner knew the wishes of the people.
我们看一下撒母耳记下二章啊。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
二章的十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
对不起，三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18 instead.
三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
现在你们可以照心愿而行。因为神曾论到大卫说，我必借我仆人大卫的手救我民以色列脱离非利士人和仇敌的手。亚尼尔也用这话给便雅悯人听啊。亚尼尔在早期就知道这句话了。
Early on he knew these words.
但是他宁愿为了违背神的旨意而去追求自己的心愿了。
But in order to pursue his own wishes, he disobeyed the will of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
机会实在是太好了。
Because it was such a good opportunity.
你看，扫罗已经死掉了。
Saul has just died.
我是扫罗的 cousin 呢，我是扫罗的这个亲戚啊。
He was a Saul's relative.
我又是唯一的元帅啊。
He was the only general left.
我现在又高了王，我是王背后的王啊。
And he is the king behind the king.
所以这个机会太好了。
It was such a good opportunity.
我为什么要放弃呢？
Why would we give it up?
我们今天弟兄姐妹追求很多的心愿。
We pursue our wishes.
都是合乎神的旨意吗？
Are they all according to God's will?
有时候实在是因为我们机会太好了，所以我们就一直往我们的心愿一直往下走啊。
Many times the opportunity is so good, so ripe, we go after them.
有一次一个弟兄跟我聊天。
Once I talked with a brother.
他很后悔。
He had much regrets.
他的心愿追求错误了。
He pursued the wrong wishes.
他说，他跟他太太现在感情很不好。
He said he does not have a good relationship with his wife now.
原因呢，他们以前的心愿没有把神放在第一顺位了。
It's because they did not put God in their wishes.
他觉得这个地方机会太多了，遍地是黄金啊。
He saw this land as a land of opportunity.
我在这边研究所毕业，我好好拼一下，对不对？
He would graduate from school and work hard.
他一下子买了一个很大栋的房子。
He bought a very large house.
那所以他上班压力就很大。
So he had to work very hard.
那太太整天就哭。看着那一栋很大很大的房子
and his wife kept the house company.
也没有人陪他聊天
no one talked to her.
那先生呢做了11点才回家
and he would go home at 11 or midnight.
这公司压力就这么大
he was pressured at work.
所以回家的时候太太又跟你心灵上没有办法契合沟通
and he could not talk to his wife.
虽然得到了世上很多很多的财富
even though he gained much riches,
但是他失落了最宝贵的东西啊
he lost the most precious.
所以我们今天心愿对了吗
Are our wishes correct?
我们有没有把神放在第一位呢？
Have we placed God first?
我们感谢神啊，如果我们心念错了，神有时候会提醒我们的。
We thank God that if we go wrong, at least God can remind us.
亚尼尔就是让神来提，神就来提醒他了。
God reminded Abner.
他让他得到一点羞辱了。
So that he will be shamed.
我们看一下，二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
撒母耳记下二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
尼尔的儿子亚尼尔和扫罗的儿子伊辉波设的仆人从马哈念出来往基甸去十三节希路亚的儿子约押和大卫的仆人也出来在基甸旁与他们相遇一般坐在池的这一边一般坐在那一边我们再往下去看到说他们后来就征战了
Later on we see a battle
那话就到亚尼尔这一边失败了
And Abner's side lost
而且是一种很丢脸的失败因为被人家追杀了
And he was a very shameful loss because he was even chased
有时候我们生活遇到不顺利的时候
when we encounter trouble
我们要思考一下到底这不顺利的来源是什么啊
let us reflect why do these things happen
有时候神让我们得到一点羞辱
some God gives us a little shame
我们看一下箴言五章第八节
let's read Proverbs chapter 5 verse 8
箴言五章第八节
Proverbs chapter 5 verse 8
五章八节
Proverbs chapter 5 verse 8
我们看一下二十六章十七节。
Let's turn instead to 26 verse 17.
二十六章十七节。
Proverbs 26 verse 17.
十八节。
18.
人欺压邻舍说，邻舍却说我岂不是戏耍吗？他就像疯狗的人，偷持火把和利剑，以杀人的兵器啊。这边呢，我们常常说啊，人说我们来戏耍一下，有人欺负邻舍的说我们来戏耍一下了。
And a man who deceives his neighbor can say, I'm only joking.
哎，结果呢，最后他是杀人的。
And he ends up being a murderer.
我们再看一下十章的二十三节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 23.
十章的二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23.
遗忘的人以行恶为戏耍，明哲的人却以智慧为乐。这边说遗忘的人哦，他以做恶事当作好玩的啦。
A fool finds pleasure in evil.
这正是亚尼尔他第一句话所说的。
That's exactly Abner.
啊，让我们的两边的人啊，一边派十二个人出来戏耍一下吧。
He said to his rivals that sent people to enjoy.
啊，结果呢，两边一戏耍呢，死伤了很多的人呐。
So they were simply joking around, and then that battle, many people died.
这个就是一个做恶事情没有遵照神心愿的一个结果。
And it is because his evil conduct were not according to God's will.
这也告诉我们说，我们日常生活当中不要随便乱开玩笑啊。
And our lives do not make jokes.
啊，开玩笑会有它的代价，乱开玩笑会有看到它的代价。
Because the wrong joke can lead to trouble.
以前我听到一件事情。
I've heard a story.
啊，是美国很多人开大卡车啊。
And there are many truck drivers here.
他们开大卡车的人呢，常常会欺负那个开four door sedan的那种人，开那个。小车子的人嘛。
And some truck drivers like to pick on the sedans.
像以为很好玩呢。
They think it's only fun and
games. 开到三边的时候呢，就把它挤到三边里面去啊。
They like to push the cars around.
后来那个开小车子的人要报复啊。
And the one of the sedan drivers want to get back at them.
故意就开超过大卡车去啊。
Try to pass the truck.
然后呢，走了比了一个手势啊，不好看的手势啊。
And then gave him a obscene gesture.
啊，结果呢，那个开小车子的呢，就拿枪出来把大卡车的司机给杀了。
And then eventually that driver actually killed the truck driver.
这个就是一件事情，小小的事情所造成的一个悲剧啊。
Oh, this from a very simple joke.
啊，这个不是我们基督徒应该做的一个原则。
It is not a Christian principle.
那么我们刚提到说，如果我们违背了神的旨意，神会提醒啊。
If we disobey God, God will remind us.
我们再看回来，撒母耳记下三章第七节。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 7.
三章第七节。
Second Samuel chapter 3 verse 7.
381页。三章七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
请念。
Now Saul had had a concubine named Rizpah, daughter of Aiah. And Ish-bosheth said to Abner, Why did you sleep with my father's concubine?
第八节。
Verse 8. Abner was very angry because of what Ish-bosheth had said, and he answered, Am I a dog's head on Judah's side?This very day I'm loyal to the house of your father Saul and to his family and friends. I haven't handed you over to David, yet now you accuse me of an offense involving this woman. Verse 9 and verse 10. May God deal with Abner, be it so ever severely, that if I do not do for David what the Lord has promised him on oath, and transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and establish David's throne over Israel and Judah from Dan to Beersheba.
我们刚提到你是外在的挫折。
He had encountered external troubles.
刚刚提到那些征战的挫折是外在的。
Losing a battle was an external problem.
这边提到的是一种内在的挫折。
Internally, he suffered loss.
我们感谢神啊！如果我们基督徒走错路的时候，神会管教。
Thank God if God chastises us when we go the wrong way.
因为圣经上讲说，神所爱的他必管教。
The Bible says He will chastise those He loves.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们要思考啦。
So whenever trouble comes, reflect.
那个浪子是父亲的爱子。
The prodigal son was his father's favorite.
他的心愿是错误的。
He had the wrong wish.
啊，他要分财产，然后把那个财产拿出去，把它花光了。
He wanted to waste away his father's inheritance.
结果他最后没有钱之后，只好去跟猪抢食物来吃啊。
And when he ran out of money, he fought for food with the swine.
那时候他心里就想啊。
And he reflected.
难道我父的家中没有很多的食物吗？为什么我要在这边这么辛苦呢？
Are there many under food in my father's house? Why am I here?
所以他就转回去父亲的身边了。
So he went back to his father.
所以有困难我们要思考。
Let us think when we have trouble.
我们有一个弟兄住在密西西比啊。
There's a brother in Mississippi.
他在年轻的时候非常热心。
He was a very fervent when he was young.
可是后来因为到外州去工作，那很顺利，生意很祝福他，他就信仰上面有点疏忽了。
But later he moved out of state and he had a good business, so he forgot his faith gradually declined.
他有一个女儿。
He had a daughter.
最后得到一种严重的病。
Who got very sick.
我们都认识他，他这个病是医院说要花50万还不一定能够医好的一个病啊。
The hospital told them, even if you spend $500,000, you may not heal her.
结果这个弟兄呢，就把他带到新泽西教会来。
So he brought her to New Jersey, the church.
接着祷告，神让他体会到，再体会到神的恩典。
And through prayer, he experienced the grace of God.
接着这样的一种教训，神让他再回头啊。
And through that chastisement, he came back to God.
所以让我们再反省一下。
Let us reflect.
我们的心愿是什么？
What are our wishes?
我们合乎神的旨意吗？
Are they according to God's will?
当我们在从事神旨意的一些心愿的时候，我们也有一些事情要注意啊。
And even if our wishes are according to His will, there's things we should watch for.
我们请看一下三章的三十三节。
Through chapter 3, verse 33.
撒母记下三章三十三节。
Second Samuel chapter 3, verse 33.
三章三十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 33.The king sang this lament to Abner. Should Abner have died as the lawless die?
亚尼尔他立志要成全神的心意啊。
Abner was determined to carry out God's will.
但是呢，却遇到了一个挫折。
But he ran into trouble.
就是约押最后把他给杀掉了。
Joab killed him.
为什么要成全神的心意，最后有这样的结果呢？
Why did he end up that way if we're supposed to fulfill God's will?
常常我们要为神做圣工，有时候一些神的一些有时候遇到一些挫折啊。
When we work for God, we'll encounter obstacles.
那时候大卫原来是高高兴兴的接待亚尼尔的。
David originally happily received Abner.
但是约押因为亚撒黑被亚尼尔杀掉了，想要报仇啊。
But because Abner killed Asahel, Joab wanted revenge.
他就利用这个机会，利用亚尼不小心的时候，把他给刺杀了。
And while Abner wasn't watching, Joab killed him.
这告诉我们说，即使我们在追求神的心愿，我们也要很谨慎。
It tells us even if we're pursuing God's will, we must be watchful.
通常人在最平安的时候，就是他失落的时候。
During our time of peace, it is a time for us to be lost.
以利亚在他最成功的时候，他失败了。
Elijah failed.At his most successful moment.
他打败了四百五十个先知之后。
He had just defeated 454.
那时候却是他失败的开始啊。
But that was the beginning of his failure.
因为他放松了。
Because he relaxed.
大卫他什么时候犯罪的呢？
When did David sin?
就是他当了王之后心情松懈了，所以他犯罪了。
When he became the king and he relaxed.
所以今天我们即使有要来做神的圣工。
Today, if we have the heart to work for God,
以神为我们生命当中的第一位。
If we want God to be first in our life,
不要忘了我们在平平安的时候，也不要忘了有魔鬼的攻击啊。
Don't forget in times of peace, the devil wants to attack.
否则我们可能像亚尼尔的下场一样。
Otherwise, we could still end up like Abner.
这是很可惜的一件事情。
It is a very sad thing.
我们再来看看大卫这个勇士的心愿是什么。
Let's also study the wish of David.
我们都知道他神祝福他，他有一个心愿，就是神要让他来当王啊。
God blessed him, and one of his wishes is to become king.
因为这是神的应许。
Because that was the promise of God.
可是这个心愿就好像要实现了。
And the wish was about to come true.
他才刚接待亚尼尔而已。他们圣经上讲说他们在那边办筵席啊。
He had a great feast for Abner.
但是从办筵席不久就到了办丧礼。
But after the feast, there was a funeral.
从盼望很快的就到失望。
And his hope was dashed.
如果我们通常如果看不到东西哈。看不到食物哈，又吃不到，这样就算了。
If you don't see what you want, then maybe that you can give up easily.
如果你看到一撮很好吃的食物哈，那突然想要去享用，突然间这个煮熟的鸭子灰掉了，你心情会很难过的。
But if you see a great feast right in front of you, and as you're about to eat, it disappears, then you're disappointed.
有时候我们觉得神好做一个事情就要成全的，但是为什么突然间没有的呢？
Many times it seems as if God would accomplish something and it did not happen.
心情很难过。
And you feel very discouraged.
好像神跟我们开玩笑一样。
It's as if God is playing a cruel joke on us.
这时候我们的反应是什么呢？
And what is your response?
我们请看一下，撒母耳记下三章。
Continue in 2 Samuel chapter 3.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
三章二十八节。
2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 28.
到二十九节。
And 29. Later, when David heard about this, he said,I and my kingdom are forever innocent before the Lord concerning the blood of Abner, son of Ner. May his blood fall upon the head of Joab and upon all his father's house. May Joab's house never be without someone who has a running sore or leprosy, or who leans on a crutch, or who falls by the sword, and who lacks food.
我从来没有看过大卫这么凶的骂人。
I've never seen David speak such harsh words.
他说约押的家不断有患血漏的啦，长大麻风的啦，架拐杖而行的，被刀杀死的，这个话实在是不太好听啊。
These are not pleasant words.
这个如果我们遇到挫折哦，常常会发出这样的一种话语。
If you encounter obstacles, you may grumble the same way.
有时候很难免的哦。
Sometimes it's unavoidable.
我从头看到尾，这个好像不是对耶押说的。
But it seems like David was not speaking to Joab.
遇到这个事情的时候，心中很难过，他只是对旁边人这样说而已啊。
He was very sad, but he only spoke to the people around him.
不是我们要控制自己那种非常挫折的情绪啊。
But we must take control of our discouragement.
我想这是我们该学习的。
Now that's a lesson for us.
我听说亚伯拉罕林肯他在南北战争的时候就有这样的情操。
I've heard a story about Abraham Lincoln.
在内战的时候呢，他们本来北方的军队快要打赢了。
During the Civil War, the North was doing very well.
南方的将军已经逃了。
And the general of the South had fled.
他们到了一个渡口，突然发觉到那个河流漲過兩岸，他们没办法再跑了。
When they arrived at a pier, they saw that the river was flooded and they could not.
亚伯拉罕林肯赶快送一份电报，叫他的将军呢，赶快追杀。
And Abraham Lincoln sent a telegram to his general saying, continue to pursue them.
结果他的将军不。
His general refused.
亚伯拉罕那时候，林肯那时候就是跳脚啊，生气啊。
And Lincoln was very upset.
写了一封骂人的话。
He wrote a letter rebuking him.
表达那个不满呢。
To express his displeasure.
后来你猜怎么回事？那封信有没有寄出去
？Then that was a letter ever mailed out.
后来那封信没有寄出去。
It was not.
当亚伯拉罕林肯被刺杀以后
，Well after Lincoln was assassinated.
人家才从他的抽屉里面找到那封信。
When people searched his drawers, they found that letter.
那时候我们觉得好像一件事情是神的意思，为什么突然间晴天霹雳没有办法得到呢
？Sometimes it seems so clear that it's God's will, but it still did not happen.
那时候我们沮丧的啦。
And we're discouraged.
有一次我在参加一个大会的时候，心情很不好。
Once I was attending a conference, I was in a very bad mood.
对弟兄姐妹一些表现不满意啊。
I was not happy with some brothers and sisters.
有一个弟兄一个同龄勉励我。
And a brother encouraged me.
他说我教你一个秘诀。
So let me tell you a secret.
你去厕所拿一张卫生纸。
Go to the bathroom and take a piece of toilet paper.
然后呢，拿一支红笔。
With a red pen.
想把你心中的不满通通写下来。
Write everything in your heart.
然后呢，你写完之后呢，不要忘了哦，等一下把它揉掉，丢垃圾桶里面去。
And then crumble up the paper and throw it into your trash can.
也许这是我们应该有的情操吧。
Perhaps that's a lesson for all.
我们有时候要等候神的时候。
We must wait for God's
time. 我们知道这个心意是神应许要给大卫的。
We may know that it is God's will, just as it was.
也许我们立志要为神做什么事情。
Perhaps we are determined to work for God.
但是突然间没有办法成就。
But it could not happen.
我们那时候怎么办呢
？Then what do we do?
我们看一下以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
旧约八百三十九页。
Chapter 30, verse 20. Although the Lord gives you bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teacher will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them.
二十一节。
Verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it."
这是小弟在留学的时代最喜欢的一个经节。
This is my favorite verse when I was studying.
这几句词可以用唱的。
And I can even sing them.
不是，我可以唱，是这一首诗，这一个本来有人把它编成词来唱。
Some have written this verse into a hymn.
我记得有一年我们在纽约教会这个大家有一个团契。
Once we had a fellowship in New York.
那有一对夫妇呢，他们就起来也是唱他们就起来唱这一节啊。
A couple sang this hymn for us.
我们都是新移民嘛。
We were all very new immigrants.
有的是第二代、第三代。
Some are second generation.
但是我们生活当中有时候遇到一些心愿没有办法成全的事情。
And many times our hopes are dashed.
但是如果我们知道这是神的旨意，是好的。
But if we knew that this is the good will of God.
我们要行在其中，不要偏左或偏右。
And let us continue to walk on it and never turn.
我们不要放弃神对我们的希望。
Never give up God's wish for us.
Yeah.大卫他最后是做的事是为亚尼尔哀哭啊。
David wept for Abner.
他把该做的事情做完。
He did what he was supposed to do.
最后神还是用不同的方法给他成全了。
And in the end, God accomplished.
如果神要祝福我们一件事情
，If God wants to bless us in one,
即使那个帮你穿针引线的人不见了，这个事情还是要成就的。
Even if the person who was supposed to help you is gone, it will still happen.
这是我们应该有的信心。
That's the faith we have.
因为我们的帮助不是来自于人
，Because our help is not from others.
因为我们的帮助来自于神呐。
Our help comes from God.
所以诸位勇士们
dear warriors,
我们有什么心愿？
What wishes do we have?
我们的心愿跟神的旨意一样吗？
Is it the will of God?
我们在生命当中有没有把神摆在第一位呢？
In our lives, do we put God first?
我们的心愿成全了没有？
Have our wish come true?
如果我们的心愿还没有成全，
If not,
我们的心情又是怎么样子的呢？
How do we feel?
我们愿意继续等候到底吗？
Are we willing to wait until the end?
我们愿意走在这条路上直到永远吗？
And we willing to continue on the same path?